Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. We are continuing our series on the fruit of the Spirit this month. This fall, we've been exploring how you, listeners, are experiencing this fruit in your lives. Today we get to hear more about patience, and we have a special guest to share her story. So welcome to Barb Shanehair. So glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your time at Good Shepherd.
My husband and I have been at Good Shepherd over 22 years now. My husband Tom was called here as a pastor. Our youngest daughter is in the area. She lives in St. Louis. Our oldest son and family are in St. Charles area, and our youngest son and his wife are in Brooklyn. I have sung in the choir, been on committees, and participated in Bible studies, but my greatest joys were teaching in building blocks, and I love the threes, and participating in our small group, which we still have, and it is so amazing and such a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think small groups are the lifeblood of our community. So much good stuff here. And as a mama who had kids go through building blocks, thank you for that ministry, for all your leadership, all your beautiful participation here. Like I said, I'm really glad you're part of a small group. I think small groups are really the gift for folks to help walk through life together, because life is hard enough as it is. We definitely don't want to do it alone. And I have no doubt that they helped strengthen you with the particular fruit we're talking about today. So patience. How would you define patience?
Well, there are many, many definitions, but what I like to say, patience as a fruit of the Spirit means waiting in the hope that God gives me and accepting the answer that God has in store for me. Patience is also being kind and understanding to others, not judging. As I age, I take that very seriously. Not to judge.
That's hard.
Yes.
That's easier said than done. So okay, which one do you think is more difficult? Having patience with God or patience with other people? Or does it maybe depend on the situation?
Yeah, I thought about this a lot, and it is, patience with God is different than having patience with people. I think that allows me to have trust in God no matter what. It does not depend on me, and I just put my faith in that. Having patience with people, though, is an outgrowth of that, and I learn that every day.
Sure.
To pray for that. But it is somewhat dependent on the situation.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. If God is steadfast, then we can always be patient with God.
Yes.
Patience with people is a little trickier, isn't it?
It's life. Yeah.
Amen. Can you share a story of how you're experiencing the fruit of patience in your life right now?
Yes. Well, I have some ongoing health issues, primarily with arthritis. So I am experiencing pain quite a bit. I've gone through several cancers, and that has been fine. And I've been very blessed with great doctors and help when I needed help. But that is the one thing that bothers me, that I can't always overcome that pain. But in all of it, I still thank God for my body and how it supports me. Sometimes I even thank my body out loud, and I ask God for better health and also to accept where I am. And as I wait on the Lord, waiting on the Lord is powerful, how we wait. So I would like to read two things. The one is a little poem that I love called A Love Note to My Body.
Oh, let's hear it.
First of all, I want to say thank you for the heart that keeps beating even when it is broken, for every answer you gave me in my gut, for loving me back even when I didn't know how to love you, for every time you recovered when I pushed you past our limits, for today, for waking up. Absolutely love that. And I love to say thank you to my body.
That's beautiful. And who wrote that?
Cleo Wade.
Cleo Wade.
I don't know about Cleo, but I thought this poem was fabulous.
It's beautiful. And the second piece?
The second piece is something I absolutely love too. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Answer me when I call. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. I love this because we still want God to be there for us. We are waiting patiently for answers. Even though we don't know the outcome, we wait on the Lord. I just love that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing both of those and your thoughts. That's a Tazeh hymn, right?
Yes.
It's a sort of meditative song, I think, that we've used in worship before. So beautiful. I really appreciate your piece about thanking your body, recognizing it as a way of thanking God, this gift that God has given you. It sounds really important that you're able to appreciate your body for support, even when it's not working the way you might hope for. I think that's really beautiful. Which means, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, that you can feel grateful for where you're at, even while you feel hopeful for something else.
Absolutely.
So you can feel those at the same time. Sometimes I forget that I can feel both those things. And so if I'm leaning more into what I hope for, I can get stuck in disappointment. But you're modeling something else for each of us, that we can be hopeful and still grateful for where we are and present in this gift of a body we have. Thank you.
Yes.
You also brought another story of how you've seen or felt patience even when things were challenging in the past. Do you mind sharing that, please?
No, not at all. I would like to share our story, Tom and my story, of going to seminary, specifically Seminex. And it was good that you asked me to describe it, because I too often assume everybody knows what Seminex is.
Right. And it's a pretty specific thing. So
yes. Yes.
Tell our listeners about Seminex.
So when Concordia Seminary, well, the powers that be decided that there were heretics among the faculty, the students actually led a walkout at Concordia Seminary. And it was not called Seminex then, but that happened in February of 1974. And that led to a greater movement and obviously a lot of chaos within the church.
Yes.
Way back then, St. Louis University accepted that movement, and they had classrooms there. Eventually it evolved into an actual part of a building downtown, near Powell, in that area.
Okay.
Downtown. One floor was dedicated to that. So Tom had gone to the seminary to get his education, to get a master's degree for 1 year. So he had all of those professors. So when we decided to go back to seminary, there was no question that he would want to go with those same professors that taught him the law and gospel.
The ones that walked out.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that were kicked out, actually.
Kicked out. Okay. Sorry. That's probably a better way to describe that.
So we lived in Louisville at the time. Tom was director of Christian education, but he was our pastor retired, and there was a gap there. So he became the pastor. He became the person who preached and gave communion and made the calls and so forth. So people did encourage him to go back to seminary. However, there really was no support financially to do that. So here's where the story gets interesting. We could only go to seminary if our house sold, because we really had to use that money to be able to afford the education that Tom needed.
So you were really banking on that for him to go to school.
Right. The months ticked by, the house did not sell, and we waited patiently for it to sell. It finally did in June, in the nick of time, to move in July to be able to start the new semester.
Wow.
At that time, we had two children, and we did have to look for a house to rent, which we did rent in Ferguson. We were very blessed that we went to Zion Ferguson and talked to Sam Roth, and Sam Roth, who's very instrumental in this movement, and he knew someone from the congregation who actually had a house.
Beautiful.
So we did that. Was not air conditioned. That was tricky.
Ooh, in August, no
doubt. Yes, that was very very tricky. But in all that time, we never felt that God had abandoned us. We actually were energized, even though we didn't know what the future would hold.
Mm-hmm.
We never doubted. We were just convinced that this was what we needed to do, and things worked out beautifully. We took little part-time jobs here and there as we could, and made it work. Of course, we were very frugal. We went to the secondhand store for clothes. It really didn't matter. It was a joyful journey, and it doesn't make sense. Except it did make sense.
Except it did.
Right.
And it's easy on this side of things to say, you know, we prayed, we were patient, and everything worked out. It was great. It worked out. But in the midst of that, that must have been, or could have been, very scary. But you told me you didn't ever regret it. You told me you weren't really worried about the future. So what gave you that strength? How did you know that it would be okay?
I thought about this a lot. The only two words I have is blind faith. That's all it was. Never doubting. We wondered. Sure. Of course we wondered. There were no churches available at that time for us to take a call. So when we did, Tom graduated in December and there was nothing. He did take a part-time job as a teacher, and they asked him if he wanted to renew that contract the next year, and we both said no, which was crazy.
Because there was no call.
There was nothing.
Whew. Blind faith.
But blind faith. And then we did get the call. And I have to share this one funny thing. You know, it took a while. Had to go through counsel and da-da-da. And we got a phone call. And they said, now, when do you think you might be able to come? And we said, next week.
They didn't have to be very patient, did they?
No. Because really, at that time, we were down to hundreds of dollars. I mean, we just had nothing. But it was all good. It's crazy, I know, but it was great.
Blind faith.
So, that patience took on a new meaning then. Patience was, it wasn't just us. It was the whole concept of being patient, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah. So. Waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Well, it sounds a lot like the patience and the trust had to go hand in hand. Thank you for sharing that story, first of all. I think a lot of folks maybe can't relate to that exact story, but can certainly relate to waiting, wondering, maybe even worrying about the future. But some trust that God is with us, even if the outcome isn't what we think it'll be, or if the path is very different, or maybe it's not happening in the timing we'd like. There's some trust there in the patience that somehow God will be with us and something will come of this.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, so as one who has dealt a lot with patience, how would you encourage others to be on the lookout for patience this week?
Well, this is the exciting part. I really think prayer is so key. Pray for patience every day in so many ways. Let God lead you. Accept that Jesus loves and cares for you in all things. Remember that God is patient with you as well. God keeps inviting, keeps calling you back to God's grace, love, and forgiveness every day.
God, the ultimate example of patience. Thank you for that reminder. God never gives up on us, no matter what. So even if our patience runs out, which definitely happens sometimes, it doesn't change God's patience or love for us. Thank you. Thank you, Barb. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your stories with us, even if it's kind of a vulnerable thing. And thank you for challenging us to watch for opportunities to be patient every day. All right, listeners, I want to invite you all to ponder a couple of questions after having heard Barb's story. So here's a few questions for you. Number one, where have you felt God being patient with you? Number two, when have you been able to feel grateful and hopeful for something new at the same time? Number three, how can you practice patience with somebody else around you this week? And number four, what could serve as a reminder for you to stop and take a breath and trust that somehow God has your back through a trying time? Friends, I hope you all continue to experience the fruit of the Spirit in your lives this fall. As you do, please, please, please reach out to me, Pastor Amy. I want you to join me like Joyce and Barb have done now the last 2 months and share your story of love, peace, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control for the November podcast episode. I really want to hear from you. I can't wait to hear from you. Today, I'm going to ask Barb to close us with one of her favorite prayers that's from our hymnal that's been a blessing to her over the years that she has shared with some folks. So, will you close us in prayer, please, Barb?
Yes, thank you. Oh God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending. By paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.